Discord, and we should be golden now.
We're on now?
We're on now.
Sweet.
Spinner Ernie time. That's what people would have probably believed.
It's a working title, I think.
Super Hilarious Brother Show or the Spinner Ernie podcast?
Do you think Booker T already has that?
I don't think so.
He'd be a fool not to, wouldn't he?
How much can that dude possibly be doing at this point in his life?
Ernie podcast on like Scissor Kick TV or
Scissor Kick TV. Welcome everybody to Super Larios by the podcast.
We're doing the theme song again?
No. But how you doing?
Pretty good. Been a good week.
Relatively speaking.
Yeah.
Might get Titanfall finally working after about 4 weeks. Get upstairs and then finally everything's working. Scotia just took a huge dump in your Xbox. Daddy, I opened it, took a poopsies in it.
Keep it warm.
Like, how'd you even? I'm impressed you managed to open it.
She gives you like a kiss on it. It's like,
you're welcome, Daddy.
It skips off. It's adorable. I hate you.
Bless her soul.
So, we did make a promise last week for two things. Last episode. We had to explain the origin of Oons. Some killer target stories.
The history of Oons, I don't even
remember. I mean, I don't know where we started. Oons itself is just like an all-purpose word, basically, for like the like thrusting pelvic motion you make during like dance video songs. Games. Like boons, 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 boons.
I think it started video games. Like if you were trying to catch up on somebody or get away from somebody, it was like oons, 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 oons.
Yeah. It's always just the word you use there. But like it comes from the fact that like during like all those like pop dance songs or whatever, like your Call on Me, it's like oons, 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 oons.
We're just doing it bad. If you're doing it good, you don't even hear the U. It's just like oons, oons, oons. But we're like oons, 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 oons. It's even a retarded dance song.
And I just, it's just become our all-purpose word for whenever someone's a shithead or whenever someone's being, like, super lame. It's just like, oh, you fucking oons.
You really oons. It really oons me on these egg rolls, Mikey.
You really oons me on that steak. Took 3 bites out of it, 1 oons.
And you're splitting it now? What are you talking about?
And I remember one time when I was at Target and I was working there at the time. And everyone was like stocking like the electronics aisle, and I heard someone on the other end of the aisle going like oons, 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 oons. And I was like, oh, this must be Mikey or something. I turned the aisle and it's like this huge black guy just like singing to himself like oons, 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 oons. And I was like, maybe I'm being impractically joked by Mikey.
Clever disguise, Mikey.
Pull it off, like, put your nose, gives it away. But no, we both worked at Target. Not at the same time, coincidentally enough. Yeah. It was like a 3-year difference between us both working there. Neither of us particularly stellar employees. I suppose I was a bit more than you. I worked there about 2 years, a little less than 2 years.
I was stealing milk on the night shift, so I'm sure.
Well, no, that's not to say stealing milk, because stealing would almost imply you took it with you. But that's not what you did.
No, I just took it straight out the refrigerated section and just drank it right there. They put me in that section. I was already crappy to begin with, like night shift stalker. I think it was just one of those summers between college. I just did not give a fuck about that job.
But it wasn't even just that you drank from it. It was that you put the lid back on. You put it back in the freezer right afterwards.
It'd be the front one, too. I didn't even try and put like 3 or 4 back.
So every like there had to be like a string of people like every day. Like someone's drinking out of the milk carton again.
And it's like, fire me. Like, why?
They're just like, no, I've got big plans for Mike Larios. That kid's going to go far. He's going to be Mr. Target one day. And it's you like the next day. Like, I'm out of here, suckers.
Just super don't give a fuck. And I got Zach working there, too, for most of it.
That sounded like a pretty stellar schedule.
But it was. I think you had a much nerdier experience.
Well, I started off as a cashier for like a year. When I got interviewed for it, I told them the place I wanted to work was electronics. And like, we're definitely going to get you to electronics. And they're like, we're cashier for a year. I was like, what the fuck? Then eventually I got moved into like a hard lines / electronics like position. And then eventually I was just full-time electronics, which I always liked. But I also had a stint where I was like, I basically worked every position there at one point or the other, to the point I was a cart attendant there, which is essentially their version of the janitor position. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just clean the bathrooms and fucking push carts all day. It sucks. And then for a little bit, I worked at food service. I forget what, Food World or whatever the fuck their was food zone.
Is that where they sent you for, as like punishment? Like,
no, there was just
dump electronics.
To, like... No, there was just a point in time where I was like the go-to guy in like the cashier area. So they were just like, any person we don't have, we just throw Chris in that position for a little bit. And food service. Floater. Yeah, I hated it. I've never worked in the food industry outside of this. Like, I never worked at like a fast food place or anything like that. And I understand why.
Or retail,
Well, I worked at GameStop for a little bit.
Yeah, for a hot minute.
That was like 3 months. I may have only worked consecutive like 4 days out of three yeah. months, but I did work there, thank you.
But Target was the last one. GameStop was before you started the state, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there was something in between, but I guess not. I went right from Target right into the state.
No. The Infinitas,
like a prodigy.
Story that never actually happened.
No, we just like to say it is.
We should have for a summer.
For the pizza buffet that was within walking distance to the apartment, just have giant hats. Like, one of a buffalo chicken to pizzas! I pass it to you. And you're like, I got it. You eat half the pizza. Everyone's like, why is there only half pizzas coming through?
Nose tax.
Brother tax.
No, we should have.
We should have, but...
I've still been in my 20s. Now that I'm at, like, past
30. Now you're ridiculous.
That's kind of a goofy experience.
Now it's like you in that giant hat, and just everyone walks by like, you're a fucking adult!
So you don't want the pineapple on this one? I'll just take it.
You got nothing, but you only eat the pineapple, the rest of the pizza still there. You're just like, oh, this sucks.
But I've got the regional manager name tag on. Like, wow.
But no, I worked in, I can't remember what the fuck it was called, food station or whatever. And there's a rather infamous story about me working there. I only worked there, I think, like 3 or 4 times, and I think I closed each time. And what happens when you close is basically throughout the day you have to keep, like, I think it's like you're only allowed to have food on the, like, a rack there for an hour, yeah. And then you have to get rid of it, except for cookies. Cookies can just last till fucking whenever. So generally about 8 o'clock, I think the food place closed at 9, you'd stop playing hot dogs on the spinner. And when the end of the day came, you had to count up how many hot dogs and cookies were left over, and then you had to throw them away. That way they could, like, kind of graph how much food's left over so they could better judge how much to have at one time. And I was, like, taking it into the back room, and I was like, this is such a waste to get rid of all this food. Like, it's just going to get thrown into this trash, wasted anyway. Yeah. And I was much heavier back then. So I decided I was going to indulge on that, like, leftover hot dog and cookie feast. However, I knew that there were cameras all around, and it was very heavily discouraged for me to eat food. So what I deduced in my brilliance was, there's one blind spot where nobody can see what my mouth is doing. And that happens to be, coincidentally, the intended destination for this food. So... what I decided was, when I'd go to throw the food in, I would then hover over the trash can and then double fist hot dogs and sausages and then just pretend like I threw them away. And then no one would be any the wiser. But that didn't stop the thought of, if there was someone watching the feed, what would they be thinking when I, like, shift over to the left and then dive my face into the trash can for about a solid 20 seconds?
I just feel like you carrying a steak over, and that's all the camera sees toward the trash. Oh, maybe throwing it out for 2 minutes.
He's throwing it out with the fork and knife?
Steak sauce. Wait, he's bringing the steak sauce bottle back, though.
It was not my proudest moment, but I felt like I was getting one over on the company on that end.
Were you 19?
No, sadly, I was younger than that. I was 23. I was 23. No, I think I was probably like 17, maybe 18. Because I think I stopped working at Target just a little bit after Mom's stroke, like 6 months later or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this was before that. Because I feel like Mom probably picked me up afterwards. Like, my face is covered in sausage bits and fucking shitty Otis cookies. And she's just like, where'd you get all of those? It's like, well, Mom, Let me open up a dictionary to you for you to the word hero.
Joe. Look up job, Mom.
Oh, but you have a Target story as well.
Oh yeah, man. Another reason that summer was so great is the like the Wendy's that became 24 hours had just opened. Right there on 22. Or no, not I think they closed at 2.
Yeah, it was a late.
So like we went to lunch break at like 1 a.m. and we could still get fucking Wendy's. So we did that a lot. It was me and a bunch of other like similar age dudes. So I was just eating Wendy's a lot. Like 4, 5, 6 times a week. That was back when junior bacons were still a dollar. It was a good old
thing. The glory days.
The glory days. And it just, after a while, took a toll on the
old pooper.
And one day I just had to shit badly. And I had, it was one of those farts. It was just, it didn't feel like it was going to be anything major, but it was just a little wet. And I was like, oh no. And some poop came out. And I was
a schmeckle of poop.
And I was stocking the shelf in the framing section, which at just, that time was like the worst spot if you needed a bathroom. It was 50 yards each way. And I had to do like the old man, like pinch cheek walk all the way up to
like a baby penguin.
All the way up to the bathroom by the pharmacy. And it was pretty bad. The boxes were not salvageable.
That's my favorite part. Is this that you had to like sacrifice?
I thought about underwear. It. I was like, maybe turn them inside out. It's like, you know what? Just
let's not ruin a pair of pants too.
It's 50 cents of cotton. Forget it. But I felt bad because usually people didn't save the really nasty shit for the pharmacy bathroom. That was like the smaller bathroom.
That was like the public bathroom, technically.
Yeah.
Like there's a bathroom in the stock room that was supposed to be like employees, especially when you're working hard lines and stuff like that.
Could you imagine the first person has to walk in? I don't know what time they pick the garbage up in the morning, but it was probably still there when the store opened if I had to guess.
No, I think they had
I guess the Russian crew comes in.
Yeah, it's like Russian or, you know, Hispanics.
Well, it's brown.
No.
We're not white enough to be this kind of white.
Okay. We're pretty hood.
We can beat most people in white offs.
We live next to a pretty sweet black neighborhood, so yeah. I feel like we've got the credit. Black John Cena walks around here pretty regularly.
Not nearly as buff as I keep.
No, he's John Cena in spirit, not in body, not in physique. Unless John Cena like shrunk 7 inches and lost 50% of his muscle.
No.
And then walks around church parking lots. Which is possible.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough to get a beat on that kid. Do you assume he's just crazy?
I have to assume so. I mean,
I don't know how old he is. How old do you think he is?
Probably like mid to late 20s. I'd say probably a couple years older than me. I think he's probably like 27, 28.
Really?
Yeah. To explain for the people who are listening, we live relatively close to a church. It's basically within sight from our, you know, backyard. And every so often there's a kid who walks around it and he just always is decked out in John Cena gear. And when you get close to it, you realize he's in the park cutting John Cena promos to nobody.
Yeah. He's got like the arm swagger like he's some huge ripped dude and he's not at all. Like his hands are way out to his sides. And
he has everything. Like it's not just like a John Cena shirt. It's the hat, the shirt, the armbands, sweatbands. Yeah. For all the hustling I'm sure he's doing. I'm terrified to ever talk to him. Like, I'm wearing a Cesaro shirt right now, and I'd still never go up and be like, oh, hey, you must like wrestling. Because I'm just terrified of him being like, no, I don't. And then just stabbing me in the heart.
Yeah, he could. I'd hate to be the guy that would test that theory. I'm just avoiding him.
Yeah.
If he sees a lemonade stand, like, if he opened one on the corner, would you ever even consider?
Oh, it's just a lemonade.
It's a quota for, like, that much lemonade.
That's a pretty good, that's a fair deal. I'd probably stop by. Help the neighborhood out. What, hold on, does he have like a sign for what
this might be? Like Scotia.
Yeah, just to protect me. All right, girl, I know you're not awfully fond of meeting people outside, but I need you to be on your best behavior. Kill him if he goes after me. Just Scotia's like, I want lemonade. Like, no, you be strong, be more mean than this. Can I have lemonade?
Attack him if he cheats me out of any lemonade.
It'd be great. Just start swimming in the lemonade. Boy, I love this place, Daddy. I'm just singing.
Here's your quarter. Bye.
Dog's yours.
She'll come eventually.
when she gets tired of all that lemonade.
Christopher, wasn't it your turn to give Scosh Gosh a bath?
I think she just had one.
She might need another one.
No, I think she's good. I know you have a long list here. Plenty of things you wanted to get to. You had a busy day, from what I understand, last week.
I do. Saturday's going to be super busy, too. Because if you want to go, I was going to get up early in the morning, go to Home Depot, get a bunch of the garden and shit.
How early is early?
8-ish.
Oh, my God, no.
All right. Well, you should go, because we can pick up a lot of that shit, and I just have to make a quick stop at the notary. And then we'll be good to go for all the garden and shit.
Notary again.
I just gonna need you to hang out in the car. I'm going to run into the notary real quick.
Now, we all know how fast that happened last time.
2 minutes tops. Yeah, just to get that thing for the handicap placard on the car. So you have to get it notarized. And that, if we'd have gotten there 10 seconds earlier, that would have been a 30-second to a minute stop.
Instead, it was like that
to sign. All she had to do was sign it. No money exchange. Boom, we're out. But instead, we got stuck behind like one lady, one black lady, and
just getting out there.
Probably like 7 or 8 of her family members all there for her transferring a title over or something.
It was a family event over at the notary for some reason. I don't know why she had to have like 7 people come in with her.
She didn't bring her proof of insurance or something, and then that ended up being some big phone conversation, and of course she didn't have a cell phone. She's even using the notary phone. It's just so trashy looking. You've got 8 people here, no one can throw you their cell phone. For
the worst part is it's just her like, oh, good Lord, it's going to take me 10 seconds to do everyone else in this room. What are you doing?
And you know, her landline's probably, it looks like it's just one line. Like it's kind of an old cordless phone. Yeah. Like that sucks. She's just tying up your business line too. But literally, you guys from the outside, it's what was your perspective?
Oh, it was awful. It was like, because you like, we saw like the door next to us, and it's like 3 people and this woman go in, and we're just like, oof. And then like she pops back out to bring her kids all in. And we're just like, okay, that's a lot of people. And then like 2 other guys all come in. You know, I don't want to judge off appearances, but they're clearly in the same group. It's just like oversized basketball jersey, like
there was a white guy in the group too, I think.
Yeah, it was very much like you all clearly look like you're in the same posse. And they all were, apparently, because they all came in to go see her as well. And it was just like 30 minutes later, we're just like, oh, good Lord, what the hell is happening?
It was like a decent day, too, like temperature-wise. Like, why not just hang out outside? Why? You already see this office is like
this
very
is not
small
a,
to begin with.
This is not a big place. This wasn't a huge notary. This is very much like the size of like a very deluxe tool shed at Home Depot.
Were you guys laughing your ass off just watching that?
No, it was very infuriating because we're all very hungry at the time. We had made the promise. We were like, okay, we'll go drop off Mikey's notary thing because that has to happen before like 2. And then let's go get something to eat because none of us have eaten lunch yet today. And then obviously fucking, you know, 30 minutes later, we're just like, how about we just eat at this super shady ghetto looking taco place next door that has an Italian flag painted outside?
Like all the crazy scenarios you see, just like a dance off in the parking lot. Trick exercises you can do like indoors. Just like Google.
All right, we are back. I apologize for that. A little bit of computer difficulty that caused my computer to immediately restart without my decision in and of that matter. But thankfully, the beginning's still fine. We're gonna have to cut that super amazing notary story short. But you know, c'est la vie. You can't win them all.
No.
So, what else is going on in the mind of the great Michael Larios?
Let's see. Got the email. Gardening, man. I'm excited as shit. How about you?
I did plant a blueberry tree. Well, not a tree. They don't grow trees. That'd be silly. A bush, whatever you call it. Vine? I don't know. But, presumably, I don't know how long it takes a blueberry bush to grow, but I presume late July, the Larios family's just gonna be swimming in blueberries.
That the one guy at work that you thought was me in the parking lot,
mm-hmm. who like waved back at me effeminately waving at him.
Yeah, he grows like blueberries. He's like, yeah, it's not that really that hard. I'm like, I assumed it'd be hard. That's why blueberries are expensive. That was just.
I just think they aren't in season for very long. I think that's the thing.
Do they need cold winters? Is that what they like or not?
No, I think it's just they don't grow very long. Mm-hmm. Because you can't find them during the winter months. At least I found this. No. I've only just started seeing them at the grocery store after like 3 months of searching for them. So
strawberries are in longer than they are. Definitely.
Yeah, I can always fucking find fucking strawberries. Good lord, but blueberries. That's the Kingsbury.
It's a lot of cursing to say I like strawberries. I fucking like fucking.
Oh my god, I'm just gonna shit the fuck out of these strawberries.
Bumping the wire. It is. But I'm planning on doing a lot. See, there is stuff like coming back up to the flower bed.
Yeah, yeah. Regardless of all the like horrible negligence we've had on the garden that the former owner worked so hard to cultivate.
I know.
We've like just destroyed all that hard work. There's just like dead plants everywhere, and it's just like, we're gonna fight as hard as we can. It's just us with like two big piles of leaves in the backyard we still haven't gotten rid of. Like, job well done. Like, as the rake up upside down. I'm raking with the blunt end, like, whoop, this takes forever.
Just raking it with a pole and the rake's hitting you in the face. Like, ow! That's so hard! It shouldn't have to be like this.
Isn't there a better way? Sure there is. With fire! I'm just like, that's it.
I was seriously starting to think, like, man, did we just kill off every one of those fucking flowers in one season?
I was expecting that too, but yeah, some stuff's starting to grow back. I don't know how you're supposed to get rid of the dead stuff.
I want to rake. Well, the lady said if it's anything it needs to go, I should just be able to get rid of it with a rake. So I'm gonna try.
I got a little bit of that, but there's some stuff there. I'm just like, I don't think that's how this works.
Really?
Yeah. There's some stuff that definitely looks like it's pretty firmly in the ground. I don't know if it's just supposed to be like, well, I'm up now. But yeah, it's been pretty infuriating.
I'm pretty sure I'm a strong believer in Darwinism out there. The strongest plants will prevail.
the plants that deserve to be in the Larios garden will prevail.
I guarantee that disgusting weed plant, whatever that...
No, I pulled that out. That's where Christopher's blueberry bush is.
Nicely done. I'm rooting for that thing, man. Let me tell you.
That blueberry bush is going to probably save our family. It's going to be the jealousy of the block until a bunch of ravens come over and just pick it clean. And just me, like, at my window looking out like, no! Bong, 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 no! Like, hurling the cat outside. Let him get them! And it's just like, the birds pick him off and take him too. Like, well, that's one problem solved, at least.
Nature wins over nature. It's his mom in a raven costume. Like, no, 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 no.
You get out of here, mom! Bang, bang, bang. Birds don't talk. What do you eat, blueberries?
They eat
you eat the fuck out of your blueberries, so. Get out of there, mom!
I'm not falling for this twice.
No, you're excited about gardening.
I am, kind of. Looking forward to just getting out there and growing some vegetables. Should be the shit.
Fair enough.
Kidney beans, green peppers, and tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Maybe garlic.
Garlic you get a lot of, from what I understand. Same with peppers, but...
I'm pretty sure we don't have to worry about the dog eating it, I hope.
She's pretty good about that sort of stuff.
She's never paid attention to any tomatoes when they were growing.
Yeah, and she's never really been a dog thus far that, like, if I leave food unattended, she, like, immediately goes for it. I think she does it more with you.
Yeah.
She senses weakness.
She hasn't done it to me in a while. That sucked, though. Like, the second week I made a... grilled chicken tacos and like laid the tortillas on the plates and the grilled chicken on it. And I went outside to smoke because I think I had just gotten it off the oven so they were still hot. Came back in and it was just the tortillas on the plate. She had licked the meat off and the plate didn't look like it moved an inch. She just hulked her way up there, ate the chicken, left the rest. I was like, you little...
And she like winked at you,
like,
and you're just
you
like,
know what? Now I know. I can give her one pass on that. I did just leave that there, but then I just put more chicken on those same tortillas, and then put the toppings on and loaded it up. Got in my room. I was like, "Oh, this is the same tortilla she licked clean." And I said, "Fuck it."
You were like,
"It's got ranch and cheese and black olives and all the fixings. I'm just gonna eat it."
Bravo to you, sir. Didn't let anything hold you down.
No.
They mentioned the email, But that was happening while we were off, Mike.
Yeah.
So did you want to explain that?
I suspect I got an email on Match. It was just some chick like, hey, shoot me your email address. And I shot it to her and she sent me this like email, this whole story about her. She's an art dealer and right now she was in South Africa and her father just died recently. She barely knows her mother. It's just this whole story, but it's a bunch of pictures of her. Like, not like flat out pornography, mind you.
It's not like her in like her room with like a sweater on, like charmingly sleering at the camera. No, it's pretty provocative is what you're suggesting.
It's a little bit sexual, yeah. There's like six
of It's them. Not like her with like a banana up, like, oh, and like a sign that's like, your dick here.
Yeah.
And you're like, my dick's not as big as a banana.
No. It's twice the size of a mango, at least.
But you got a second letter from her.
Yeah.
What did you respond in the first letter? Like, sorry to hear about your dead dad? Or...
Yeah. Sorry to hear about your father. It seemed like a weird email. Mine was like two sentences. I don't remember.
Wanna fuck?
Yeah. There's a picture of my DR.
But you got a letter back, which I have in full. And I'll leave it up to the audience to decide what they think of this.
You doing it in a voice?
Thanks for the email. I would like you to tell me some more stuffs about yourself.
Such a Russian dude.
That's what I think it is. Hey, you want me to do like a girl? How long have you been into this online dating stuff? And like, how many girls have you had chats with so far? What are your interests and what are you looking for in life, in a woman, in a relationship?
What kind of deodorant do you
have? Well, no, there's no periods in this.
What are your favorite local publications?
Well, want to know what your personality is like? What kind of sense of humor you got? How much interest have you gotten me? Want kids sometime?
What do you watch Sundays at 9 p.m.?
You're just like, a Walking Dead, stupid.
She seems to be interested. I like that.
How will you treat your woman you love? How caring and understanding can you be? How much interest have you gotten me for real? If you really have this huge... There's no period, so I'm not stopping. This is all one. If you really have this huge interest, I would like to get you on something done for me because we really have a lot in common. Good Lord.
I haven't told her shit about myself.
Like, all she can glean is just from a Match.com profile.
Well, she doesn't even have to. She doesn't mention any of it.
I would like you to get to your profile, add deleted, so you can do away with all the forms of distraction and focus on me for real, and we can make something huge out of this. Brother, that's a good sign. Come on, you're getting pretty old. Long in a tooth there, brother.
Did we pass it up on offers like this?
Yeah, she had pretty sexy photos. It's probably on the up.
I should have sent you that email, too. But...
and we can make something huge out of this. I'll be happy if you can do this for me. I would like to get answers to these questions, and we'll love to learn more about you. I do hope to hear from you soon. Bye for now. Sincerely yours, Frankovich. Doesn't say that at the bottom, but...
But she's moving in next week. Okay. So it should be fun.
Is mom moving out? Because I'm fine with that.
No, we're putting bunk beds in mom's room. We haven't told her yet.
For her and your girlfriend?
Well, mom wants the top bunk, but I might have to break it to you. I don't know. So I was actually going to see if you wanted to have an eat-off over it.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Loser has to tell mom my new Russian mail-order bride wife's moving in next week.
Oh, I'll do that. I know I'm not the one he's catching shit for when all things come to an end.
Hey, mom, you know that turd bucket that lives next door, Mikey? It's got some hooah moving in.
Some hooah. It's going to be moving in with you. Now, I had a hypothetical posed to me that I wanted to bring up to you and see what your response on it was. If you could change genders for one day and you'd look like any girl you wanted to, what would you do?
I don't know. I'd really have to think about that. Just to see how a hot chick lived for a day, like... I don't know. I bet like you'd get away with a lot more crazier shit than people would let me get away with.
Like you'd start drinking on the sidewalk. Like, hey, help, sir.
I don't know. It's a good question. I'd really have to...
Because I said yes, and I was like, the first thing I do is just finger yourself furiously. Like, you know, experience multiple orgasms, that sort of thing. But then I posed something that I guess no one else...
You think you're going to be a lot of good the rest of the day? give yourself 12 orgasms in a half an hour. You're like, all right, time to start my day.
Time to get to work.
Ooh. You think that's how it works with chicks?
I think so. But the one thing I posed that no one else seemed to agree on, I was like, oh, I don't want to get banged by a dude. So I can feel what it's like to be on the opposite end of things.
Oh. Wait, you said you would?
Yeah, I was like, why not? I mean, you're never going to get that. You're never going to be able to know what it's like. Come on, it's like some Zeus shit right there, you know? Oh. Remember how Zeus was like, you know, which side's going to be experiences more joy from sex?
I know I just talked about taking our dog to a vet date together, but that's definitely the gayest thing I've ever heard on this podcast.
I didn't think
I wonder
so.
What a dick would feel like inside me. That's what you just said.
Not in my butt, in my fake vagina, as I'm turned into a woman for that. Hold on, there's an asterisk at the end of
Why
the original
would you even
statement.
Be thinking about that? You're kind of like, I wonder what that would be like.
I'm just like, if you have the opportunity.
That's a weird thing.
I'm just like, expand your horizons, all right? Stop thinking so negatively. And I was like, I guess I wouldn't have to. I guess I could just get like a dildo or
you
something.
You got a day. Find something fucking else to do. You're
well,
just,
what?
Just I like, just want my snooze snaps.
Like, what else changes if I'm a chick for a day?
I don't know. A hot chick? They probably do all kinds of shit.
I mean, what?
Well, people just gravitate towards that, and they're just a lot more receptive.
So what,
to
I'm just
that.
Gonna do like parties all day.
I don't know, free ice cream at the fucking grocery store. How do
I
would
want?
I
want dick. That's what
experience
I
want. Is that what this? This is like the seamless transition into like, yeah, but yeah, I do kind of like cock.
I do like wiener sometimes.
But I'm like, it's
no. I figure in this fantasy scenario, why would you not take advantage of everything that was posed towards you?
That's a day. You're going for that.
I have so limited
You haven't
time.
Been sentenced to the 1,000 years as a woman, and you're like, oh, what'll I do with past the hours? You got a day to go, and you're like, I want to just get banged in my smash all day.
I'm like, I want to feel something from
cool,
the
guys, end. Life is a lady, right? And then you go back to your man body, and you're like, oh, sisters, I know.
I know. I've been there. I'll tell you, guys have no respect for the female body. Always coming on my face.
Smacking chicks at the hour.
Always on my titties.
I've been there, sister.
Always leaving their jizz all over my titties.
On the right?
Mm-hmm. Snip, snap.
Just agree with yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm right.
So you're not in agreement with me on that.
No. I don't know why, like, that would even... Because that was almost a two-parter question. I was like, what would you do with all that time? And the first 30 seconds, I did not think, like, man, I hope some guy comes and takes me from behind.
Not from
that
behind.
Would just be heaven. That would even greater.
This is on my terms, okay?
That would even greater. He just immediately takes in the pooper. You're like,
I could have experienced this as a man. This is bullshit.
And everyone's like, yeah, that's why we're curious why you picked this. You big queer. No, I made the behind the chandelier reference. It still isn't as gay. I don't know, but I feel like I need some time to think about that. I want to know how long with the instantaneous so some guy could fuck me.
No. But that's what the scenario is, just like the genie wish happens in our house. Like, you wake up, you're a woman, you're just like, I don't know what to do with myself. So I'm already like walking out the door in high heels, like a tube top. Sorry, Mike, I'm about to get crushed. Pounded.
Oh my goodness. I'm like, is there anything I should know first day with
us? It's only 14 hours up today.
Dude, should I have a tampon in? I don't, what's going on? You're already like on plenty of fish, like.
Just like my profile picture, just my legs spread open.
You're just gorgeous. It's like, anybody wants to take me in the pooper right now? No, I mean the vagina, because I'm not gay. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Pictures of you winking. Like, oh, total hot check. No, you're disgusting.
So, anything else on your note cards?
Well, I did the Special Olympics.
Oh, good for you. Where'd you place?
They have copper now, which is well lit below.
How'd you do? The other retard kids beat you?
Not most of them. It's mostly children. It's not the like super special Olympics. I think it's like just the ones for kids. It's just kind of like track and field day at school.
Yeah.
You know, participation ribbon, stuff like that. I don't think there's like coaches there like ranking looking for hot talent for the real special Olympics. But you just get partnered up with a buddy and walk them around. They throw sponges at each other and run on track.
And how was your buddy?
I didn't get one. It sucked. They had too many volunteers, not enough kids.
Wow.
There were like six of us there from work. Nobody got involved. So we just kind of walked around, cheered at events. You know, just clapped for the kids. At one point, I was like, how cool would it, how crazy would it be if right now I just started like chanting like, T-A-R-D, power!
Well, no one in the field's going to care because they can't spell like that.
But there's got to be some parents.
There are going to be some furious parents.
Yeah. And even my coworkers, I'm there for like, I'm representing my job. I'm like,
it's just them like, tarred powder. Mike, this is almost as bad as that time you said white powder.
Let's
white
get powder. This tardy party started. Burn her down.
You're trying to start the wave. Tard wave! So I'm guessing that didn't go so well.
No, I didn't do that.
I was hoping that was...
I thought, like, how crazy would that be? But, I was thinking a potential theme song is, if we can mix it... It's originally a Duran Duran song called Notorious. You heard of that? Biggie Smalls made it into a Notorious song.
That's what I'm hearing.
Notorious.
Yeah.
We can just change it to, I don't know, Chris Mike Larios. Or somehow it's Mike. I don't know. You morph it into Larios because it's Notorious. It works. Yeah, I did in high school a couple
Larios,
times.
Brother Mike, show.
Mike Larios. He is.
Big nose, small dick, big hands.
It writes itself, really.
Okay.
You want just to something to think about. I don't let. I'm selling it around.
If you want to get started on that, by all means, no one's going to stop you.
Oh, I have all the tools.
I feel like you could put something together.
No, it's never going to happen.
Well, unfortunately, this episode's going to be cut a little bit short based off the fact we had so many computer difficulties that kind of cut the episode. But before
I'm just glad we didn't lose all that shit at the beginning.
Yeah, but before we get going, big piece of news came out in the past week. Technically, it was last week's news, but figured we'd talk about it this week. Stephen Colbert's taking over the late night show for David Letterman. How do you feel about it?
You go first, because I'm still...
I like it. I mean, I like Stephen Colbert. Obviously, he's like one of the smarter guys in comedy right now. Guy knows his stuff. I mean, that spot after the Today Show has been like a death sentence for just like decades. Like anything that went on after that was just complete shit, never went anywhere. And then Colbert finally gets it. And he's managed to turn it into, like, a powerhouse until it's, like, the thing that goes on after that is what's, like, now the death sentence. But he won't be going in as Colbert the character. Like, he's going to be going in completely fresh. But
I'm sure there's going to be elements of that character. That ego's probably still going to be there.
He says he's probably still going to be, like,
he's going to be an exaggerated version of himself no matter what.
But I think it's going to be like the actual Colbert character itself is going to be like a featured segment on the show or something like that. Like a character. Like, you know, how Cactus Chef playing We Didn't Start the Fire on the Flute from Conan O'Brien, that classic character.
So you think it's going to go well?
I think so. I mean, it's a lot better than what a lot of people were suspecting that was going to be Chelsea Handler taking over. Because she had just left her show on E! And everyone was like, that's so she can just slide right in a fucking NBC, and I was just like, ooh, or CBS, whatever it is. Yeah, no, I was terrified of that notion. I didn't want that at all. But Steven, I think he can do well. How well he'll do, I don't know. I think it's a dying art form. I don't think late night carries the weight. I mean,
that's why I don't see the point of him moving to a network. I think he's better on Comedy Central where he's at.
He's going to make more money on the network, though, at least in the short
term. He's definitely going to, but I saw Conan in that spot, and I think that's just kind of a show. I mean, his audience really didn't follow him to the Tonight Show.
No, and it's just like no one talks about like late night show. Like I remember at the time, because I'm a huge Conan O'Brien fan, I'd consider him like one of my comedic like influences. Oh, yeah.
You have to listen to that podcast.
Yeah. So I mean, I love the shit out of Conan O'Brien, but like you know, obviously he didn't do amazingly well at that point. I was still pissed when the whole late night show shit went down. He got ostracized. But, you know, a lot of people made the point. Like, look, tonight's show is a dead art form. Like, people don't talk about it anymore. Especially now that Leno's gone and Letterman's going to be gone. Have you heard a single person really mention Jimmy Fallon?
I start my morning on MSNBC, so there's always a Jimmy Fallon clip.
Okay.
So my perception is, like, everyone's watching Jimmy Fallon.
I have yet to hear people talk about Jimmy Fallon, unless it's like, Jimmy Fallon had Chris Pratt on. He showed a Guardians of the Galaxy trailer or something.
I know, like, ratings-wise, it was doing well at the beginning.
Yeah, I'm sure it's doing okay.
Sure, Conan was, too.
Yeah, I mean, Conan was doing fine. It wasn't the numbers they wanted, but, you know, they only gave him, what, 6 months to fucking do that, so...
I don't know, and I mean, just that 11:30 time slot. It's interesting that two giants are going to be gone within.
I mean, it is kind of cool that, like, Stephen Colbert's basically, like, defined himself as one of the comedians of our you know, age now. But
it's a comic actor. I don't know.
I would call him.
He
doesn't do stand up, but I'd still consider him a comedian.
I'd call him a comedy actor.
I mean, that's that's very semantics and douchey, I think.
Semantics and douchey?
Yeah.
He doesn't do stand-up comedy.
I didn't say he's a stand-up. I didn't say a stand-up comic, but I mean, like...
Is that what you mean by comedian?
I don't say... Would you say Bill Murray's a comedian?
You don't call people that specialize in, like, dramatic actors, necessarily.
You call them actors. I don't need to define them by... he's a comedian.
He doesn't do any stand-up comedy.
But he doesn't have to. What, is Colin Mockery not a comedian?
No, he's a comedic actor.
No.
Lucille Ball's a comedic actor. Lucille Ball's not a comedian.
She's an actress, brother. Get your gender-specific pronouns right. Spanish is going to have their way with you if you keep that up.
Have you seen her? She looks terrible.
I'm pretty sure she's super dead.
No such thing as super dead. It's just dead kid. But she's extremely dead.
Very much so.
I don't know. I don't have a good feeling with that.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, I can tell you
He's going to have a lot more eyes on him, too. He's going to have a lot... It can't be as much of that, like, just fuck this political person on a regular basis.
It's going to have to be a lot more, like, general humor, too. It can't just all be political stuff. It's got to be, like, you know, Justin Bieber jokes and shit like that. That's just the market. I mean, you can obviously add...
Kellogg's wants to sell cereal on your commercial. Yeah. So...
It's definitely going to be an interesting tournament. I mean, I like him. I have nothing against Stephen Colbert. I haven't watched a Colbert Report episode in probably, like, years, unless it's, like, coincidentally on. I just have nothing else to do, but...
I'll catch, like, one a month, and every time I'm still like, this is a pretty good damn good show.
Yeah, I mean, I wish the
Even
best
the Daily Show, too. I just don't get to watch them.
The Daily Show I like a lot. Every so often I'll catch a little bit of it. But no, I mean... I wish him the best. I certainly like him a lot more than Fallon. So, I mean, if one person's going to win the late night wars, I'd prefer it to be Colbert. But honestly, I really don't have much of a dog in that fight. So,
yeah. Oh, if I had a preference, I'd love to see Colbert crush Jimmy Fallon. Just like I love watching Letterman. He didn't get to do it often, but when he did beat Leno in ratings.
Yeah. And you have Craig Ferguson, who's still just like, I'll just sit back here, whatever.
Yeah. There's been some great Letterman stuff in years, but I can't think of, like, any good Leno stuff. Like, the best Leno thing I can think of is when Adam Kimmel, or Jimmy Kimmel had him on the show during that whole thing, and did, like, a top 10 list or something. Yeah, it was just, like, him shitting all over Jay.
It was right in the middle of the Conan O'Brien stuff, and it was just him, like, come on, Jay. Some of us, you just have cars. Just go back to your car. Some of us have families to feed.
Yeah. It was 10 lines like that. Like,
yeah, it was pretty vicious. But, I mean, honestly, you can't even attribute that to Jay Leno, really. You'd be like, Jimmy Kimmel kind of hit that one out of the park.
Oh, man.
Jay Leno just sat there and laughed at himself like an asshole.
It's just that he was there, and it was like, oh, I knew this wasn't going to be great, but I probably didn't think it was going to be this shitty.
Yeah, it's probably like someone told him, like, Jimmy Kimmel's definitely going to take some shots at you in this, but don't worry. And then it's just him, like, fucking just like, kadoosh, 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 kadoosh. Right in your old fucking saggy nutsack. Boosh, boosh.
It's a roast. Yeah, it's one, like, abandoned shit playing in the background.
It's a one-person roast you don't get to respond to.
They cut your mic off.
Yeah, but nah, I mean, bravo to him. Good luck to Stephen Colbert. I hope he does well.
Yeah, definitely wish him the best.
And WrestleMania 30 was just a little bit ago. Some big events happened. Daniel Bryan's now world champion. I guess that's about it. That was the only huge thing to happen to WrestleMania.
Undertaker lost.
Oh, yeah, the streak. I guess that was kind of a big deal. Yeah, streak ended.
Did you ever think they'd end that?
No, but upon thinking on it, I'm kind of okay with it now. Because as they say, you know, you kind of, a lot of guys like to leave the business on their back. You know, they always want to go putting someone else over.
Yeah.
So even if Brock Lesnar's not like some up and coming, you know, guy who needed it.
Or far from it.
Or the exact opposite. A guy who wrestles three times a year at most.
You know, whether he be a young, hungry up and coming who needs it or the complete opposite.
You know, I'm still glad with it. You know, it makes sense. I guess he was just like, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to give it to, you know, Lesnar.
Who do you think he should have given it to? Knowing now, like, the last five or six WrestleManias he won at, who do you think, like, man, you really should have done it for that guy?
The only option, really, is CM Punk. Because, like, before that, it was two Triple H matches.
Ric Flair then was before, in there somewhere.
Then before that was two Shawn Michaels matches. Which were both great.
Oh, yeah.
That's, I mean, you wouldn't want to, you'd want both of those. So you're
but
just no, like,
it does neither
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I don't want you to drop it to fucking Triple H. Like, one fucking other accolade for him to fucking post up on his fucking Wikipedia page. It's already too
another
long.
45-year-old man in wrestling for the championship.
Unless you want to go back really long and be like, maybe he could have given it to Randy Orton, but obviously that guy got over just fine on his own. And I mean, like, you look at the guys.
Oh, I thought Orton would have been a good one. That was the one where I was like, maybe for this kid they'll do it.
Yeah, but then you look at the other stuff. It was like, what, Mark Henry? Do it for that. Edge, no. Batista, no.
Do you imagine, like, under, like, I picture Triple H, like, at the water cooler sipping water, and Taker coming up to Vince McMahon and going, like, all right, this year, I'm okay with losing at WrestleMania. Just Undertaker, like,
Triple H, like, what the fuck?
3 years, you handed me my ass.
I tapped out to you once. No one even knows you have a submission finisher.
The bullshit, like, Gagola thing.
Hell's Gate, yeah. Triangle chokehold.
That's just great. Like, really?
This sucks. Yeah, no. It's a pretty big deal. A lot of people talking about it. And then that very quickly got overshadowed by the fact that the Ultimate Warrior was inducted into the Hall of Fame on Saturday, appeared at WrestleMania on Sunday, had a speech on Raw on Monday, and it was dead as shit Tuesday night.
Look, I'm not saying...
Rest in peace.
I'm not saying Vince McMahon killed the Ultimate Warrior.
But I am.
If you look at the facts,
Vince McMahon's killed.
He got the most money out of him in the shortest amount of time possible.
You know how many Ultimate Warrior shirts are going to be sold at this point?
If they'd released him now, it would seem trashy. But they're like, no, he was back. We put him in the Hall of Fame. We had the factory running. Now, we were going to keep doing Warrior stuff. He kept signing 2-month contracts on all the factory leases. No.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Of course we wanted to work with him for several more appearances.
Cough, cough.
Yeah, right.
The Vince, gentleman. Vince, you didn't hit the mute button. What? Oh, shit.
Son of a bitch.
God damn. Yeah, no, it's a pretty sad story. I mean, I was never an Ultimate Warrior fan as a kid.
No, and I always like the bad guys.
And as you grow up, like, and you, like, you stop being a part of kayfabe and you start hearing wrestlers' stories. No one ever had nice stories about the Ultimate Warrior. I mean, Hulk Hogan's book was basically just him, like, fuck the Ultimate Warrior. Kid wasn't ready for it. Everyone wanted me to give it to him. I told Vince he wasn't going to do anything with it. He didn't do anything with it. Oh, it's fucking right. What a waste of the title on this kind of guy. And then, like, Bret Hart had, like, a story where he's just like, there's a lot of guys in this business I don't like, but I still respect. I don't respect the Ultimate Warrior after I saw Make-A-Wish kid that was waiting for him sitting there dying in the locker room because Ultimate Warrior was too busy to go fucking, you know, sign an autograph and meet the family. You're just like, not a lot of people have nice words. Now he's dead. Everyone's just like, what a saint.
Think about, all right, now, just bear with me. What if Vince came to Ultimate Warrior before all this, said, look, you don't have two nickels to rub against each other. How about I give you, like, 3 months of, like, a crazy last payday where you make, like, 3 big appearances and then I kill you and you're gone and I never have to deal with you again. And nobody does.
I mean, that's a pretty dark scenario Mr. Grant is dreaming up.
And Ultimate Warrior sitting there like...
Like, this is like a Breaking Bad scenario.
What are we talking about?
Where he's just like, I need enough for my family to be set for life. Oh, you'll have it. And nothing else.
It's like fans like Gus with the glasses. Who's there, Mr. Warrior?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't subscribe to that as the dead straight theory, but sure. I mean, I'll play with that idea. I like the notion that Vince McMahon's killing his own wrestlers in this sadistic
attempt. But he just boiled it down to like 3 days. I can make a decent amount of money. First of all, kid, I'll bring you back. No one gives a shit about you right now. I'm going to do the crazy
you know thing what the last
and actually put your ass in the Hall of Fame. Fuck Macho Man. He just died last year. I'm still not putting him in.
You want to know what the last thing people remember in the WWE about the Ultimate Warriors? A DVD we put out called The Self-Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior, where we just shit all over your fucking legacy for fucking 3.5 hours.
In the title, in the cover of the box.
Yeah, every time you get like a wrestling DVD, it's like Stone Cold kicking ass, taking names. Like Shawn Michaels, super kicking dreams. And then it's like Ultimate Warrior, what a shithead. Like, what a gangly fucktard.
Like, I feel like they released one like Ric Flair, bankrupt as shit. And you're like, that's not very nice.
Hulk Hogan, politicking douchebag.
I think you should put a nicer title for someone on their DVD. I can't believe they started doing DVDs on like, look how this guy was such a train wreck. Like, really? That seems pretty...
And the best part is that now that he's dead, they're like, look, it's the only DVD we have of him, but we don't want to call it that anymore. So it's just like, pick up the Ultimate Warrior DVD Ultimate Collection. And like, they just never show the title of the one DVD that's in it. Like, ooh.
They gave him a new DVD too, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they released a new one now that's like more positive.
You think it's the exact same thing? They just cut out a couple scenes and changed the title to like, Ultimate Warrior, back, question mark?
It's just like a shot of Hulk Hogan, like... I always thought the guy, and then like clearly like a hard cut, was kind of clear cut. Like, okay, dude.
A real peach.
I always just wanted to take that guy in a fucking headlock and give him a nice bag of flowers. Yeah, it's a pretty sad story though. I mean, like WWE had like a tribute to him and it was just like, this guy's dead and he loved his daughters and all they wanted was a daddy, but they don't. Because he's dead. And just like, oof. This is pretty heartbreaking. But yeah, no. It's a shocking world we live in. A lot of wrestlers are dead. Nancy Grace.
The timing on that.
I don't know if you heard about this. Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace has died?
No. Unfortunately. But she, I guess. I don't watch.
Nice things about you.
I don't watch much Nancy Grace.
Yeah.
But I guess the general consensus is she's not very good at her job.
She's abrasive.
She has very strong opinions. So Ultimate Warrior is dead. She has DDP on her show to talk about it. And immediately is just like, drugs and steroids killed the Ultimate Warrior. Mind just like the night it happened. So no details are really known at this point. But just immediately into that. I mean, not a hard suspicion, but, you know, just immediately like this is fact.
Have they even released the autopsy yet?
Actually died natural. Like, not natural cause. Like, his heart eventually
exploded, right? Just
natural causes. It's just the laziest corner. No, but, you know, it was a heart attack, essentially. But obviously probably caused by the stress that a lot of drugs put in his system. That's why he had it at such an early age. But she put up a list. She's like, this is a list of wrestlers who have all died at a very young age. And as she's doing it, she's talking about drugs and steroids being the reason that this is happening. And as the list goes on, you're just looking at it, you're like, I don't think all these people did. Until you get to Owen Hart.
DDP's on the list.
He's just like, oh, just see like Death Scythe taps him on the shoulder.
I'm just going to talk about yoga, man.
I just love the notion that she's just like, Owen Hart died of drugs and overdose. It's like, look, unless he like mainstreamed a pound of fucking heroin directly into his heart, I don't think he fucking, like, in midair, too. I don't think he died of a drug overdose.
No, that's just crazy.
And, like, Chris Candido was on there, too. I was like, I'm pretty sure he died of a botched surgery.
I'm sure they just copy and pasted, like, wrestlers who died young. And they're like, bloop, we'll just put it on there. No nerds will actually double check it.
No nerds watch Nancy Grace. It's just great, though, because every wrestler is, like, taking to Twitter, just making a joke
the
on their
expense. The DDP caller on it?
DDP at the time, he's trying, because, you know, DDP is a pretty nice guy. So he's trying
he's
to
got
be.
A business?
He's trying to be very diplomatic about it. He's trying to be like, well, look, I don't think that's the situation. All of us who saw him thought he looked in great shape, et cetera, et cetera. And then after the fact, he apologized to everybody, like, on his Twitter. He was just like, I did not realize that that was going to be the topic of conversation. I just came on to discuss my friend, et cetera.
Yeah.
But, now every other wrestler was just like, what do you get when Nancy Grace walks into a bar? Shitty newswoman. Uh-huh. Fuck that cunt. Hashtag whore.
Wow.
There's a lot of stuff like
that. How many of those have you made?
I may have created fake JBL accounts just to send those out.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's just about time to head on out. Anything else on your mind?
What time is it?
About 10 of 8.
All right. Now I... Let's wrap it up. Leave one more.
There we go. That's it, everybody. We'll catch you next time on Super Daddy's by the Super Show.
Skadoosh. Dance it off.